You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
This is James Avera from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Welcome, my friends, to episode number 176 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
George motherfucking Tripsis.
We have a very special guest, my MSR cast co-host. Hello, sir.
Hello.
What's your name?
Sean the Metal Pigeon.
Thank you. You know your own co-host's name.
I forgot. It's been a while. We haven't done a show in like a month, so I forgot.
For shame.
I know. First of all, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
It's been about a month.
Has it been a whole month?
It has.
Wow.
We've all been super
busy.
That
means I haven't seen Dave in a whole month.
Yeah.
Jeez, I haven't seen Dave since November.
Wow.
Dave's an enigma. Dave's not here, man.
He's not here. He's not in the city, I don't think, right?
No, he's doing his Sherwood Forest, I think.
Yeah, they're Sherwood Foresting it up. I still need to get out there one day. It'd be fun.
It's like a smaller Ren Faire, right?
Yes, which is, sounds better to me.
I don't know. It's kind of far. I don't know. We'll see.
You go to Austin all the time. What are you talking about? It's nearby Austin.
I haven't gone in like 2 months.
Holy crap, 2 months, dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
Are you all right? You having like any like shakes or anything?
Yeah, I'm getting withdrawals.
Withdrawal symptoms?
Yeah, city. I'm getting the hipster withdrawals.
You're the one who keeps Austin weird.
It's right. So what's new, man?
You know, I've been watching a lot of shows. I've been playing a couple of games here and there, on my Switch mostly. I did finally beat Kingdom Hearts 3.
Didn't that game come like a year ago?
It did. Yeah. I bought the DLC for it. I couldn't get past Xehanort. Guy just kept on whipping my ass.
I don't know who that is.
He's the end boss in the game. So I bought the DLC for him. Okay, I'm just gonna
play. He's not a Disney character, I take it.
He's not. And I decided to play the DLC and try to, you know, just continue on.
Yeah.
Can't play the DLC without beating the game.
Sure.
So I had to revert back to an earlier save and found this area where you could pretty much grind. So I just went into that area over and over and over and over and leveled up a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Finally able to beat the douche. And it's sad because it's Rutger Hauer playing the voice. So I'm like, I don't want to kill Rutger.
Why? It's just like Tears in the Rain.
I know. Rest in peace. I did not contribute to your untimely death.
No,
only in the video game.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
The ending was it's long and convoluted, just like the rest of the Kingdom Hearts.
I never played a single one. So.
Really?
Yeah,
they're very long and convoluted.
I played the first one.
It also has the like look of like the Final Fantasy game, so I never really gave it a chance.
But it doesn't play like a Final Fantasy. It plays like a straight up action game.
But it looks like a Final Fantasy game, which is enough to deter me.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, have you played the demo for the new game yet, Sean?
Nope.
Actual game isn't out. It's just a demo.
No,
right
just
now?
A demo.
Demo. Yeah.
What the fuck are they waiting for?
The demo for the first episode.
They're waiting the 8 years, apparently.
I think it comes out in April, the game.
Didn't this game come out when I was like a teenager?
Yes. Came out in 97?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So what they're doing is, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. They're releasing it in 3 or 4 parts.
Yeah. They don't know how
they're
many.
Doing each disc that was on the original game.
How many parts are in the original game?
I think it's maybe 3 discs.
It's a 3-disc game.
So how many parts is that?
3?
Well, but see, the thing is, like...
So is there a part in each disc?
See, I don't know. I think it could be longer than 4 because this first part is only going to be in Midgar. And in the original game, you were only in Midgar for like the first half hour, 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the first disc, you were out.
How long is the demo supposed to be?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a level?
I will probably download it this weekend and play it for about 5 minutes and then promptly turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Final Fantasy guy, but, you know.
Is this the cloud guy with the big sword?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very iconic, but
yeah. I mean,
I've seen the logo.
Have you seen the like the trailer for it and everything?
No.
If you compare it to what the original game looks like, they basically, when they said remake, they really meant it. It is entirely different gameplay style. The look is very detailed, ultra realistic and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And their whole thing is like cinematics, and so, you know, making the thing feel seamless between the game and the movie, that kind of thing.
So what you're saying is it's cinematic?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Kingdom Hearts 3. You have to watch an hour cinematic every time you want to beat a level.
No. In that the cinematics of the game transition with, you know, the gameplay.
So, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So I've also been playing Darksiders Genesis on the Switch. Have you heard about this?
Is it Genesis?
I think it might have a Y in it. You might be right. I don't remember. I don't think it has a Y. No, it's a. I like the Darksiders games. I like the aesthetic of them. This I saw it was going to be more of a Diablo style game, but it's not really. It's just a Darksiders game, which is an action platformer with a lot of like Zelda type elements to it. You know, like you can't do certain things until you get this thing and that type of stuff. But it just is a little bit more straightforward, level by level by level. And I like it a lot. It's really far away over the top view, like 3/4 view. But I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
It's a pretty cool game.
The only gameplay I've been doing is I've been playing a lot of old games.
Yeah.
A couple weekends ago, I had a day off, so I had an extra day to not do anything. And so I just, on a whim, decided to sign up for PlayStation Now.
Oh, did you?
Which I'd never done before, but it was like 7 days free. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot.
Cool.
So I played like a whole bunch of old games, like Destroy Humans or something like that.
I love Destroy All Humans.
Yeah. And
you're
working
on a new one, I think.
I played the first and second one, and then I played like the old Star Wars games.
So PlayStation Now is all streaming, right?
Yeah.
So there's
streaming,
no downloading.
And downloading. Oh, some games are downloadable, but not all games.
Because I have the Xbox Game Pass, and that's all downloadable.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing the Xbox one, but there's no like trial that I saw.
No. I signed up, and they had this glitch back in December. If you signed up for however much, I think we've talked about this before, however much Xbox Gold you had left, you would get that amount of Xbox Game Pass, where I renewed for like 2 years. So I got like 3 years for like a dollar.
Cool.
And I was like, all right, that's worth it.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
The new Ori game comes out next week, which I'm really excited for, and that's going to be on there.
Cool.
Ori and the Will of the Wisp.
Never played any
of those. An Ori game? They're beautiful.
I also played Epic Mickey 2.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a terrible game mechanic, but the game's fun.
Game's okay. The first one?
I liked really playing as Mickey, I think is what it really is. Yeah. I think playing Mickey is fun, especially if you're like
what
a
about
Mickey
Oswald? Yeah. That's where I got those Oswald ears up there was from that game when I pre-ordered it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
For the second one or the first one?
Second one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Oswald's character is not really enjoyable.
Mm.
Yeah, he's more annoying than not. And the game's called Epic Mickey.
And
maybe
friends.
No, it's just called Epic Mickey 2. So they should have kept it Epic Mickey.
And speaking of Epic Mickey, the new Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway.
Yeah, new Runaway
opened
Railway
up this week at Disney. At
yeah, I saw a whole bunch of like posters and photos and stuff. I've been
watching,
trying to avoid looking
me
at
too.
That.
I was watching one of my YouTuber guys that I watch, the Tim Tracker, and they did a whole thing where we're going to show it. And it's sort of just fast forward. I didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
Saw a little bit, but I'm like, I don't want to spoil it. I just want
to. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it either. Because it's supposed to be like this weird mixture of like 2D and 3D.
Yes, from what I saw, it does look really cool.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to check it out. And so anyway, PlayStation Now. I don't know if anyone else has a PlayStation on this. It's just me and Carrie. If you have a game system and you like older games, it might be worth it. It's not super expensive. If I remember correctly, it's like $7 a month or
that's
something like that. Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
All right.
So,
I tend not to play my PlayStation 4 that much, unless there's like a certain game.
I use my PlayStation more than I use my
Do
Xbox.
You?
Yeah,
the other way around. I've been playing my Switch a lot more than anything. I just picked up Luigi's Mansion 3 again. I wanted to. All right, that game's a lot of fun.
I bought that game. I played it straight for like 3 weeks, and I got pretty far in the game. And then I didn't beat it. I just stopped and just never went back.
I just got to the third floor today during lunch, where they had the. You had to get the four different keys, and there's like a boss at the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I stopped at. I'm not very far into it, too.
Cool.
I did something. You guys played a little bit. I want to talk about this. It's called the Flip Grip. I got it for my Switch. I'm a big time fan of shmups, like shoot 'em up games.
Oh, okay.
Like, so this thing is really cool. It was designed and sold by Fangamer. So what you do is you turn your Switch sideways, and then it has attachments on the side where you can put your controllers on it and actually work through the through this device. And you can play pinball games or any old school arcade games. So some of those, you know, like the Pac-Man, that type of stuff.
Or Tetris. Galaga,
Tetris. Or, I don't think Tetris is on there, but I've been playing this one game called Ghost Blade. Really difficult shmup game. But it's so cool to be able to play it in the right aspect ratio.
Is that the game we were playing? Game.
Yeah.
Shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up.
Oh.
Shmups.
Okay, yeah.
They love their acronyms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not amazing at shmups, but I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
It's my jam. That and Metroidvanias.
Metroid. Oh, yeah. I was replaying Symphony of the Night recently, and I suck at that game.
Dude, that game came out on the iPhone this week celebrate Season 3 of Castlevania the series.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I was like, I've bought that game so many times. I don't know if I need it on my iPhone, though.
I just love the soundtrack to that.
Yeah, soundtrack's really good. Speaking of what's a good soundtrack, Doom Eternal. We shared a video on the Metal Geeks Facebook page today. Behind the scenes, they got a bunch of different people from metal bands together. And they're doing all the core stuff and like all the heavy vocals in the Doom Eternal game, which comes out this month. So they have the singer from Aborted, they have the singer from Black Crown Initiate, and they have James Rivera from Hellstar on there.
Huh.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's nerds. Pretty cool. They're all nerds.
No, that's all right. Yeah, because the dude from I think Aborted is like, yeah, I've been – no, it was the dude from Tony Campos used to be in, I guess, Static X and Fear Factory and stuff. I don't know what he's in now. Maybe Ministry? He's talking about how he's a super huge Doom fan, and he was on there, too. It's cool.
Hmm.
I think it's going to be a good game. That's my next major game I'm looking forward to.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
What about you? Is there a game you're looking forward to or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Straight up answer. Sure.
Not that I know of. The only game I have on my radar is the Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Looks
but
epic.
It's what coming about, out on PS5. So,
what about Last of Us 2?
They got a movie deal.
They got an HBO deal.
Oh yeah, it's a TV series, not a movie. That's
HBO
right.
HBO series done by the people that did Chernobyl.
The guy who wrote Chernobyl. Yeah. You know the guy,
the producer who saw Chernobyl.
well, like. Do you know anything about the writer's credits before Chernobyl?
No.
They're all terrible.
Oh.
Every single credit. Just, this Chernobyl is a fluke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
The story was already written.
Yeah. Like, maybe.
I honestly haven't seen Chernobyl yet. So
maybe it will be better.
You haven't seen Chernobyl?
Better.
I haven't.
Oh. I've only seen the first episode.
It's
depressing
great.
As fuck.
No, it's, I mean, it's brutal. It's great.
Have you guys watched anything recently? What about you, Sean?
Well, I started watching Castlevania this week because people were talking about it. Yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
The first season's hard to get through.
Yeah, enough for me not to watch it.
I enjoyed
again.
It. It was only four episodes.
I haven't got into season two yet. And then I know three is out. So.
I'm about to start. Yeah, three came out today. I'm about to start two. No, I thought it was really good. I like the animation style. I like the idea of Dracula, the way they visualize him in this game as being some sort of godlike.
I am a Castlevania nerd. I love Castlevania. Yeah. One of my favorite series of all time.
I like that it's Trevor Belmont. Because my favorite Castlevania game was 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been enjoying it. Other than that, the TV shows, kind of, just aside from rewatching The Witcher, I've kind of been,
The Witcher's great, right?
Yeah. Dude, I still haven't finished The Witcher.
So good.
Yeah,
you know what I have been watching, which I am loving? You said you just finished it, is Hunters on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I just want to hear your opinion. Since you're Jewish, this would probably work with you more than it would work with me.
This show has hit me in ways that I wasn't anticipating.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's heritage for you.
Yeah, it really is. And they do it in a respectable way, but still showing some of the hard truths of what actually happened. You know what I mean? Which is hard to do without going too over the top.
So my question is,
yes,
do you think Al Pacino is not Jewish enough, or he's just turning it on a little too much?
He's turning it on quite a bit.
Yeah, that's why it feels like he's really forcing the Jew.
But I like him in the show. Sometimes I forget it's Al Pacino.
Really?
Yeah.
I can never get over it. The only time I feel like they pick Al Pacino is when he has those weird outbursts in the show. Like, every now and then, he'll just scream. He'll go in his Al Pacino scream. I was like, oh, that's why they got Al Pacino.
I like the show. I like Carol Kane in the show. I like the cast.
Which one's Carol Kane?
Did you ask me who Carol Kane was?
Should I know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
Carol Kane? She was on Taxi. She's been on...
Was she the grandma?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, her face looks super old, man. What do you want me to tell you?
She is.
Okay. Why would I know who that is?
The dude from How I Met Your Mother. Josh Radnor.
I never watched that show.
Ted
from How I Met Your Mother is the...
He's the Lonnie Flash guy.
Lonnie Flash.
Yeah.
He does a great job. I like the show. I'm definitely going to finish it this weekend.
Yeah, it really... So there's parts of the show where they're like, hey, this is actually really true.
Yeah.
So I would go back and kind of research and see what they left out or like look into it a little bit more. And it's really weird. Like some of the shit that's true. I recommend. Do you have Amazon Prime?
No, not yet. No.
Oh, you should. You need definitely to watch this, check it out. Sure. If you ever get Amazon Prime, it's definitely worth a watch.
When Lord of the Rings comes out, is when I'll probably jump back on Amazon Prime.
You think that's going to be good?
I think I'm going to watch it. I know I'm going to watch it.
What does your feelings tell you? Because this is like
my feelings tell me it's going to be great.
Really?
There's too much money involved.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's going to be
there's going to be so many hours of walking.
No.
It's going to
be set. It's going to be set in the Second Age.
Second Age, right? After the rings have been made.
After the downfall of Morgoth, before the rings have been made.
Oh, before the rings have been made.
I suspect they're going to have it in Numenor, where Sauron was a worm tongue like advisor to the King of Numenor.
See, we need to have a Tolkien off between you and Dave.
Well, and Dave would win. But the thing is, the setting that they're going
to declare,
they've said the Second Age, there's so much they could do that people don't know about because Tolkien himself didn't write a lot about it.
Well, he made that Silmarillion thing, right? Which was supposed to be like a reference guide.
Yeah, but the Silmarillion was pretty much 99% First Age. He wrote one page, literally one page on the Second Age.
Hopefully they got some good writers.
Yeah. But there's so much. Many notes.
When is that coming out?
Next year.
So they've started it?
They started filming last year. Yeah.
Did they start filming already? Wow.
Yeah.
And it's going to make the budget's like, what, $200 million or something?
Well, they spent it was like $200 million getting the, or 100, it was a stupid number just acquiring the property.
It was a billion, I think, close to a billion.
Yeah, it was a stupid number just to acquire.
To acquire the rights.
The rights.
Yeah.
Not to mention that they're filming all on location and that. They're filming in Scotland.
And Christopher Tolkien, unfortunately passed away recently. So there's a lot more possibilities of things like the Silmarillion becoming adapted with him. I'm not, not to sound crass about it, out of the picture because his family estate is in charge of it, though,
right?
Yeah, but there's people inside the Tolkien family who are more amenable to like adaptations.
Money. Lots and lots
He's
of
like, you
want
to do that? That's going to be an extra 25
million.
Yeah.
I can see that. It's going to do well no matter what. I mean, just the name recognition.
I think they spent too much money in it. It's going to be one of those things where it's
too big to
fail.
You're acting like Amazon doesn't have the money.
Oh, if they're going to spend money, I'm glad they're spending it on this.
Oh, okay.
I would rather they pay their employees more and stuff like that, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And like take care of them, but like if you're gonna just throw money at intellectual properties, well, I'm glad it's the Lord of the Rings, and the Tolkien universe.
Hunters is pretty great, though.
So my only exposure to Hunters was hearing a podcast where they were talking about how there was a reaction against it from Israel and from American Israeli organizations and stuff like that.
Well, I can see that because it kind of goes against what they believe, right?
Yeah.
The whole nonviolent thing.
You know what I love about the show? It's very serious at points, but they are not afraid to get very...
It's very comic booky at times.
Comic booky. Yeah. Well, I was thinking it's more like 70s Grindhouse, like getting some weird stuff.
At some episodes, yeah.
I don't think
it ever loses that comic book feel, though. It feels like a comic book story throughout. And I had no idea Jordan Peele was a producer on it until the end of the season.
Yeah.
So
in my mind, that you guys ever seen Munich? The Spielberg
I love
movie?
That movie.
No.
Well, you know where he's assembling the team.
You've never seen Munich?
No.
Oh, you should.
The Tom Cruise?
No, it's Eric Bana.
Yeah. Oh, no.
About the Jewish assassins?
Yeah, it was like the team they assembled after the assassination of the Jewish athletes in the 72 Olympics.
Oh, I thought it was more than just Jewish athletes that were murdered.
It was a lot, yeah.
It's sort of what this is like. I really enjoy Hunters. You finished it. I have three more episodes.
I just finished it yesterday. Okay. So
that had Daniel Craig before he became big and famous.
Sure did.
Okay, yeah.
He played a very mean person.
Daniel Craig, we're going to have to wait longer to see the new Bond movie.
Yeah, thanks to Corona.
Hashtag thank you, Corona.
COVID-19, whatever you want to call yourself these days. COVID.
I don't know. We're not going to talk about too much about that, but they did announce today that the new James Bond movie that's supposed to come out in April has been pushed back until November.
November 25th.
A lot because, number one, James Bond movies have a huge overseas market.
Well,
all that is
every movie,
gone right now.
Every movie appreciates more global box office than domestic.
But Bond is very...
Well, it's from England.
That's an interesting week to release it because that's Thanksgiving and Black Friday. You figure they want to go for like a December, make it a Christmas movie, you know?
No, because they're probably going to corner the market with Thanksgiving. And then it's a holiday time. People will be out. People are going to go to the movies during Thanksgiving.
Movie theaters open on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, of course. Movie theaters are open every day of the year.
Okay, I guess I associate with Christmas. Okay, yeah, I mean, fair.
Yeah, that's movie theaters never close.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why you've heard the term Jewish Christmas.
Yeah,
it's a movie going to the movies and going to get Chinese food.
Yeah,
only two places open.
Yeah,
that's what me and my mom used to do when I was a kid.
I go to the movies every Christmas and every Thanksgiving.
I used to go to the movies on Christmas, and then it just got too. I didn't want to sit next to people. I'm very particular about that, you know. Like when I went to go see 1917 recently, I went to this out of the way theater. I went to the earliest showing, the 10:05 showing, and I was the only person in the theater, and it was great.
I hope you kept your pants on.
I was well behaved.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, when I went to go see Star Wars, it was only this elderly couple in front of me, and that was it. It's three people.
Wow.
To be fair,
I will go out
no
of my
one
way.
Should see that movie.
Well, that was a mistake. I realized it was a mistake as soon as
I'm going to just move on from that. So we've talked about what we're looking forward to or, you know, what we've been doing. What are we looking forward to? Any movies coming up in the next month or so?
Onward's coming out.
Tomorrow. Tonight, actually.
It is Thursday.
I'm looking forward to Onward. I
hear mixed reviews, but I hope it's good.
I know that the one character, I don't know his name, has the battle jacket.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah, I don't know his character's name.
Me neither.
But apparently Hot Topic is selling a replica of that battle jacket.
That's kind
of
cool.
I'm like, make your own, but okay.
Yeah, but it has cool Disney stuff on it. It has unicorns.
It has Hades, but different band. Not the band that I like.
I saw a movie last week. It doesn't come out till this Friday or next Friday.
Well, look at you, seeing movies early.
Yeah, well, I had a special pass for it. It's this Friday. It comes out this Friday. It's called Extraordinary. It's an Irish film about a lady who's a...
She's extraordinary?
No, she's not extraordinary. She's extraordinary. And she teaches driving classes, and she can speak to the dead or whatever. And she kind of goes on this wild adventure trying to help this guy that she's kind of like... has a crush on, and he's like needs her help, and they go on this wild comedy adventure. Has Will Forte in it, and it is
I love Will Forte.
Hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, it is a great indie flick that it touches on the tones of what you would want from a Ghostbusters comedy, but it never really goes into that action portion that Ghostbusters go into. And it just kind of has like its own ideas and its own sensibilities, and it's really good. So if you're out and about and you don't want to get sick and you have a local theater, there's probably nobody going to be in the theater for this one. So it's an indie film.
What's it called?
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
It's out now.
It comes out Friday.
Did any of you guys see Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey?
No, I did not.
Me either.
It looked terrible.
Let's just move on then.
Yeah. Apparently no one saw it either because they did terrible.
They had to change the name because nobody knew who what the fuck was going on. Nobody knew it was a Harley Quinn
movie. So it went from Birds of Prey to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
It was Birds of Prey, the something.
Emancipation of. But they dropped that real quick.
They dropped that quickly.
Yeah, because like, who the fuck's going to remember that?
So they had to put a Harley Quinn in the beginning of it.
And then they put Birds of Prey, and then it went Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
The only reason I knew it was coming out was because they were on the First We Feast.
Yes.
And,
on Hot Ones?
Yeah.
She was great.
Did you see that Kumail Nanjiani movie that there's been a lot of promos for recently where it's. I forgot the name of it, but it's like him. He's a couple. Him and I forgot the actress.
I think I saw
name.
A trailer for that. I think it's called The Lovebirds.
The Lovebirds.
Oh right. Yeah, I have seen that.
You saw that?
I haven't seen the movie yet. Is it out yet?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it comes out until.
It's not The Eternals.
I was looking at that trailer and thinking to myself, nothing about this seems appealing to me at all.
Did you ever watch
it
The Big Sick?
It comes out April 3rd.
I love The Big Sick.
Yeah.
April 3rd.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of Game Night, so that's the only reason why I want to see it.
Okay. You love Game Night, don't
I do
you?
Love Game Night. It's
you
a
love,
funny movie.
You literally love Game Night, too.
Well, I like playing games. Yeah, board games are fun.
Here's my thing, though. Like, it's just like the movie he did with Batista sucked.
Oh, yeah,
I
Stuber?
I saw that, yeah. Stuber.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I didn't hate it.
There's some good lines in it.
Terrible.
The part where they're fighting in the store was probably the best part of the movie.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And there were some nice little one-liners in the car, okay? But this movie that he's doing...
I mean, what did you expect out of it? It's a Batista and...
I kind of just thought they'd let Kumail Nanjiani be more
Kumail Nanjiani, yeah.
And this role that he's doing for this movie upcoming... I'm just going by the trailer I saw. Just doesn't seem... There's nothing about it that makes me want to go and see it.
I don't know if I remember the trailer now.
So basically, it starts off with them on a date. A dude
robs. Married.
They're married, or yeah. Are they married?
Yeah, they're in
newlyweds, yeah. And they get carjacked. And in the midst of like trying to track down their car, they see the guy. He murders somebody, and like they're now accessories to this murder.
Yeah, they're
trying to like clear their names. And I'm just kind of going off of the trailer, but like craziness ensues. Potentially.
Right.
So the other day, we were watching TV. I don't remember what's it. We were probably watching Hunters and like watching some. I'm almost at season three on BoJack Horseman.
Oh.
But I was like, I'm going to take my.
They had their last season recently, right?
Yes. That's why I'm trying to catch up with it. So my wife fell asleep on the couch. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a little nap too. So I didn't want to watch anything that was super important. So I started scrolling through Amazon Prime just to find some movie to put on. I saw the most crazy and weirdest Simon Pegg movie I've ever seen.
Is it The Absolute Fear of Everything?
No, it was.
That's a weird ass movie.
It was the last. I think it was Terry.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is in it.
Yeah, he plays the dog.
Yeah,
Absolute Genius or something like that.
I can't remember the name of it.
I don't remember the name either. It's not that great.
Have you seen it?
But it's not that bad either.
Yeah, I felt that way. It was very Monty Python because all the Monty Python cast were in it.
Yeah.
It was directed by Terry Jones.
It's like aliens grant like this dude magic powers.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has the power to basically be God on Earth.
That's correct.
It's kind of like Hitchhiker's Guide meets Yes Man. No, what's that movie with Jim Carrey? Where he had God powers.
Bruce Almighty.
It's kind of like those two movies mushed
sort of
together.
Yeah, but not as good.
Yeah, no, not as good.
But it had Kate Beckinsale in it. It's if you're on Amazon Prime, you're like, you know what? I could watch a Simon Pegg movie right now that I've never seen.
Sure.
That's the one for you.
All right.
You want to hear Robin Williams playing a dog? It was probably the last thing in his career, maybe?
It was the last thing he did.
Was it the last thing he did?
It was one of the last thing he did as a movie.
Yeah.
There was a movie before that where was last time he was on screen.
Right.
That's his last movie credit.
It was weird. Weird movie. But
yeah, it's strange.
Very Python-ish, okay. You know?
Like, because there's a part where he's like, I wish I understood what my dog could say. And then all of a sudden his dog could talk and it's Robin Williams' voice.
I feel bad not realizing that.
And it had, what's the dude? I can't think of his name now. He's in drag most of the time.
RuPaul?
No, we saw him. Hey, Kim, voice from the other room. Who did we go see that live in concert last year?
The drag?
No, we never saw RuPaul in concert.
I don't know.
Terry Jones passed away, right?
Terry Jones did pass away.
Yeah. I felt bad in that.
There was another dude that passed away recently that was part of Monty Python's crew.
Gilliam?
No.
No. Eric Idle?
I don't remember his name. I'm terrible when it comes to remembering the names of people.
John Cleese? I hope not.
No, it wasn't John Cleese. Okay. That would be much bigger news. Yeah. Maybe it's the same guy I'm thinking of. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely Anything. I think that's the name of the movie. Yeah. Eddie Izzard. That's who I was thinking of.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He
was in
that. Oh, yeah. He does dress up in drag.
Yeah.
I forget that.
But, yeah.
No? I've seen him in drag on TV before. Oh. Well, whatever.
Okay, trans. I'm sorry.
He wears Letty clothes with a mustache.
But he was a male in this movie. Dressed up as a male and all that. So
pansexual.
Some I don't know. It's a movie. That's all I can say.
It was all right.
Let's move on to our segment. You want to do that?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back. So YouTube, right? Well, who watches YouTube?
What's YouTube?
It's this place you can go to on the internet that doesn't really have porn. It's weird.
No, there's porn on YouTube.
Is it really?
It's totally porn. It's just a different kind of porn.
What do you mean a different kind
of porn? There's definitely like a dark side of YouTube where there's got to be like some dude like deep throating a banana or like humping a stuffed animal or something.
You look at totally different pages than I do.
I think a lot of people would argue that mukbang is a type of pornography.
What's mukbang?
It's the big excessive eating videos where
food porn is definitely food porn
and the what are the ASMR type stuff
that's a big one too.
What's that?
It's where people like softly talk into microphones and stuff like that
when they talk like that.
Don't do that.
Oh, you know,
and some of the more popular channels Carrie are likes basically it so good looking women doing that in states of skimpily clothed attire, I would say.
Yeah. Cosplay videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
There's got to be lots of teens wanking their shit to that.
And adults probably, too.
Well, yeah, adults, most definitely.
So our topic of this evening is going to be YouTube, what we watch, what our hidden...
Your shameful desires
on
YouTube.
I don't know if they're shameful, but...
Yeah, what do you watch that you don't tell people about that?
What do you watch that you don't tell people
about? People can see my YouTube is public. People
I'm
going
to have to actually look at my YouTube channel.
This is your topic, Sean, so why don't you start with something?
Well, because... So if you go to my YouTube homepage, there's like clips from... you'll see like Good Mythical Morning recommended video. You'll see... sports stuff like Colin Cowherd's talk show, and it's like, okay, that's normal stuff.
We watched the hell out of Good Mythical Morning, and now their new cooking show.
Yeah. They have a cooking
Mythical
show
Kitchen
now?
Yeah.
God, those guys just Mythical do everything. Kitchen, yeah. I want to be YouTube famous.
We missed our boat, but we could.
Mythical Kitchen is so good.
It is. I love that guy, Josh.
Is it still too late to be YouTube famous?
No, not really.
We just need a niche, guys. What's our niche?
Eating weird shit on the internet. Oh, that's taken care of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's think about that, and we'll get back to you.
But yeah,
any of our fans listening to this, what do you think will make us YouTube famous? You will definitely be a guest on the show if you're the prize idea.
If you can make us YouTube famous, we will bring you on that show.
Most definitely.
It's funny because there's a guy I listen to, Josh Beard. He used to be on the radio in Houston, but now he does like esports gaming stuff. But he has a podcast, and they record the podcast and throw it up on YouTube.
Mm.
And it just does nothing on YouTube.
Yeah.
They get more streams on audio than they do on YouTube.
I don't...
It's not
for
that.
Me, a podcast is more about in your car or when you're working out or something like that. Watching that on YouTube is not my thing.
Well, because everyone's trying to emulate the Rogan thing.
Right.
Rogan thing?
Joe Rogan?
You know, because...
I don't like Joe
Rogan. More people watch or get Rogan through the YouTube channel than they do through the audio.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's one of these weird reverses.
I know we're both big fans of the Mythical, the whole group, all they do.
Right.
So I know you watch a lot of sports stuff.
Yeah, so I'll get like sports stuff in there, like, you know, talk show guys and stuff, but I'll also get like metal stuff, you know, whole album channels and the Banger TV stuff.
We watch a lot of Banger TV.
Right.
People bang on the TV?
No.
There's your porn. Banger TV.
Banger TV.
Apparently, did you know Sam Dunn, off topic real quick, he just released a documentary about ZZ Top on Netflix that people are talking about? Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah. But lately, I've been
talking about how they had beard since birth.
And the guy in the band whose last name is Beard doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, he has a weird mustache.
Local guy. Yeah. I met him at a gas station.
I've met him a few times too.
I filmed a commercial with one of the main guys ZZ Top.
I met him at a gas station.
It was a Fiesta
station.
Commercial. Oh, yeah. It was really weird.
I remember those.
Yeah, it was weird. He's frail, skinny and frail. And he goes, hey, a lot.
I can imagine.
I don't remember. Okay. He had the long beard. That's all I know.
Play guitar or bass?
It was the shorter one.
Okay.
There's two of them. Yeah. One shorter than the other.
Yeah. But I watch a lot of these like adventure vlog guys now.
I do sort of because...
Like dude goes to Chernobyl or dudes go to...
Yeah,
the suicide forest in Japan, which was do not watch that video, by the way. That one was
didn't
terrible.
That guy get in trouble?
Not him. That guy sucks.
Oh,
I watch these other guys who went.
I remember. I know you're talking about
this group of dudes who.
So what is interesting about that for you? Is it some places because you can't go there?
I mean, you could. You just don't have money.
I like the kind of the virtual travel aspect of it too, but
you don't have to be around people.
Fair. I also just like the. I also just like the kind of the. The guy who goes to Chernobyl and he wears kind of like this face covering as like part of his shtick, so no one knows what his face looks like.
Mm.
He's a maniac. He's a kind of this parkour guy. I wish I knew his name off the top of my head, but he's
an urban explorer.
Look it up.
Parkour guy. The dude went to Chernobyl, went through the forest, you know, like went through all these danger spots with radiation and stuff, and climbs the Ferris wheel out there, climbs the buildings in Pripyat. And radar installations and stuff like that. And then, you know, just these guys who visit, like, abandoned malls. That's, like, a big thing
yes,
for me.
Yes, yeah.
I love those channels. There's, like,
guys. One of the guys
really well.
That I watch a lot, his name is Adam the Woo. He does a lot of travel around the country, but he also does a lot of Disney World. Adam the Woo.
I think, I've seen some of his stuff before.
So he got his start doing abandoned parks and abandoned places, but he got in trouble. He's not allowed in Universal in Florida because of it.
Right.
But I still watch him. He used to do it daily, but now it's not every day. But we actually met him at Epcot when we were there last time. George, remember?
Nope.
We were in line for Spaceship Earth, and I'm like, that is Adam the Woo.
Why is he in trouble?
Because he was sneaking into places he wasn't supposed to be at some point. But yeah, he was really nice. I mean, he was cool. I will get back to you real quick, but I watch a lot of Disney-based YouTube stuff, like I said, Adam the Woo, Justin Scard, if you know him. He doesn't only do Disney. He'll do travel stuff, too, where he'll travel, like, up Route 66. And what I like about him is they do so much research into their videos. And Adam the Woo will actually do videos basically like... here's all the places that were that they filmed, you know, like Friday the 13th, all the locations you can go to, all the locations from Stranger Things, all that type of stuff, which I like that. That's
right,
that's
I
really
like that
cool.
Stuff too.
And the one that I actually watch every day is a guy named the Tim Tracker.
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Adam the Woo do the Forrest Gump thing where he went to all the Forrest Gump sites? That was a great video.
Yes, that's him.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, I watch him a lot. Tim Tracker, you know, they had a baby a few months ago, so it's a little bit different now. But they're starting to get back into the park stuff, which is what I watch it for. Mm-hmm. But ever since when I started watching him, he was maybe like, you know, 300,000 or 400,000 followers, and now it's like a million. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's a little different, but still the same.
Right.
And I watch a lot of the Diz Unplugged stuff. All the people there. So which is weird. One of the guys that's on the Diz Unplugged is my travel agent, which is sort of cool.
Yeah, cool.
And I know we watch a lot of metal video stuff because I think YouTube is the new MTV. It's right. The new place to go if you're a band and want to get your music out there in a video format.
Right.
Just don't have a music video.
Well, some of them do. Some
They're
of them
all
just
shitty.
Have. Okay. Yeah, I can agree on that.
Most of them are.
Most of them are. A lot of them still do the lyric video type stuff. But for that format and for what it is on YouTube, discovering new music, it works really well. You can go into like this rabbit hole of just discovering bands and stuff.
Especially the whole album channels, you know?
Yes.
Like the new wave of traditional heavy metal channel or there's a couple other death metal channels that are focused, like genre-specific, user-curated.
Sure.
I mean, but Loudwire, you talk about MTV.
Loudwire.
The segments, the Loudwire channel really has turned into, when you had Headbangers Ball on, they would show you some videos, but then they also have, an artist segment where they interview the artist in the studio. Well, that's Loudwire.
They do their top 10, too, a lot.
Yeah.
Which, if we're talking about any kind of thing on YouTube, that's my secret thing that I love the most, it's the top 10 bands, videos.
Right.
Top 10 Loudwire, What Culture, there's another one we watch all the time. Mojo, Watch Mojo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those things are just so interesting. And so most of it I don't agree with.
I hate watch them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that one I just.
Fuck you, you wrong. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But they're, I don't know, they're fun.
Yeah.
We watch a lot of those because they're short and they're like, they don't take up too much of your attention. It's like 10 minutes you're in and out of a video. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also like, Cinema Blend or what is it? They do the trailers, Honest Trailers.
Oh, I like those. Yeah.
They still do that?
They still do that.
Wow.
You're not a fan?
I stopped watching years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff on YouTube and people are, and it's so strange that people are millionaires just from being a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Yeah, yeah. Right.
So here's we're going back to the mukbang thing. I don't like the ASMR mukbang things where they position the mics close to the food.
Right.
And it's all about hearing the crunch and the texture of the food when they're eating. I think that's gross. But there is this one mukbang person named
Steph. It sounds like you're saying mukbang.
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 Yeah, mukbang.
Oh.
Her name's Stephanie Sue. She is deceptively intriguing, her channel, because it's her and her fiance. He's always off screen. They're eating some just stupid amount of food.
But he's just in the corner jerking off.
It's shared between the both of them. No, he's just there eating. And what she does, her hook is the food.
And it spills on
but
her
she's a
body
big,
or
she's
something.
She's a big true crime buff.
Huh?
So when she's watching, or when she's eating the food in between bites, she'll tell you this story about some true crime crazy murder thing that happened that's unsolved. She'll tell you this story, and before you know it, you're just watching for the food, how are they going to eat all this gross food? And then you're stuck because of the story.
You're learning something.
And you get so engrossed in the details of this retelling that you kind of forget why you were there in the first place.
Mm.
So I think that's been interesting to observe, how I've been kind of pulled into that universe now.
Yeah.
The other thing I've been watching a shit ton of is the Games Done Quick YouTube
channel. Games Done Quick?
I don't know what that is.
People just speed running through games?
Yeah, it's a speed running festival. They do it twice a year, once in early part of winter and then once in summer.
Fun.
And it's a it's games GDQ? Yeah, GDQ.
Which got canceled this year.
Yeah.
GDQ is not happening.
But
or GDC, I'm sorry. GDC is not happening.
All
it's
their
game developers
all
conference.
Their all their videos I love. Particularly going back to watch games I played in the past get done by someone who's just
much
trained
better.
And trained and trained at this game.
I do watch a lot of – not as much. I do watch a lot of gaming videos too. There's one, Metal Jesus Rocks, who's pretty cool. He's a heavy metal dude from Seattle.
Better be with a name like that.
Yeah. But he always talks about rare games and collecting games. And I like watching – channel the people collecting games and seeing what they find and that kind of cool stuff. He's done videos where they've gone to Japan on, shopping trips and stuff like that, which is cool to see,
Yeah.
But he has a huge collection of games. It's pretty cool. The things like that are a lot of fun too, And I'll watch what's new in VR, PSVR or like Switch game, Switch Up or something. I can't remember. Just things like that.
Just to see put them what's
on,
out there?
Yeah, just see what new games are out there, that type of stuff. They're fun. I'd rather watch them than play most of them. So.
Yeah, and that's my experience with games these days. I end up watching more about them than actually playing them myself. But there's something really addictive about the speed running aspect of it, where it's just watching – you've played this game before – and you are now watching someone do the things you struggled at.
At PAX South, so there's this band called 8-Bit Brigade, I think is who they are. And they do a speed run of Mega Man 2 while the band is playing the soundtrack.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's so cool.
I saw me and my brother used to play this game, Double Dragon 2.
Yes.
Co-op mode. Yeah, a lot. Yeah. And I remember we would be, you know, we beat it and stuff, but we, you know, he and I wouldn't really work well together, so we would just struggle through the game. And I watched this guy beat it in 13 minutes.
Wow.
And just kind of was like, he just by spamming an attack over and over. I watched a guy do Final Fantasy VII, ostensibly 50-hour game, in 8 hours.
Wow.
And I made it through the video. It was an 8-hour video in over the span of a week, because the couch behind him, it's like the guy's playing. But he has a couch with his friends there.
Yeah.
And the friends, these guys he had on his couch were so entertaining, so informed about what he was doing, the strategies he was using, why he was doing certain things.
Oh, wow.
It's like a really immersive, like, you know, viewing experience beyond just actually watching the action on the game. So they have like the split screen. You can see him playing it. And
that sounds like fun.
I love stuff like that.
What about you, George? What are you into on the YouTubers?
You know,
I sound really old when I said that.
I'm a man of simple tastes on YouTube. I watch like movie trailers, and I watch Red Letter Media a lot.
I always hear about Red Letter Media. I've watched maybe one or two different things.
Yeah, it's either you like it or you don't. It's one of those things. Basically, they just review movies, but they're like really harsh critics, harsher than me.
Is it a panel show?
Wait a minute. Harsher than you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
If you think I'm harsh, you will probably hate these guys' opinions.
It's like a panel discussion show?
So they got different shows. They got this one called Re:View, which is basically they watch older movies, and they try to like, oh, what's it like watching it the second time around? Or watching it after so many years. And then they kind of just give the rundown of its importance and so on and so forth. And then they do this other show called Half in the Bag, where they'll watch the most latest movies that is on the tip of pop culture, and they'll just kind of review it with a weird storyline that they're VCR repairmen at the same time.
So how are they getting away with it? Are they actually showing the movie? Like,
no, they don't show the movie. Okay. They'll show the trailer, maybe, clips of the trailer.
Yeah. There's a podcast I was listening to called The Rewatchables that does that thing with the movies, where they watch old movies like again, that they think are, you know, are worth watching again. That kind of thing.
I watched Last Week Tonight. Like,
we watched that too.
I don't have HBO anymore.
I know.
So
therefore, neither do I.
Yeah, I cut all my cable. I'm just straight internet at home now, and so I watched that.
Yeah,
and
I do that too.
I watched Lessons from the Screenplay, which is like. More movies.
What is that? I've never seen that.
This guy who does video essays on movies. I can give you some examples. Like, he did how is action revealed in Casino Royale, or what is like writing the art of video game storytelling and stuff like that.
That's
Those are some of his earliest or latest videos. I watched Pony Smashers' YouTube channel. He's a guy who directed Shazam, and he also directed Lights Out and Annabelle 2.
And a few
other movies. So he started his career out in YouTube, so he kind of seems...
Really?
Yeah, he got founded on YouTube.
Yeah.
With his short film, Lights Out.
Right, which premiered at Comic Palooza.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Lights Out?
Yeah.
The feature or the short? Oh, the feature. Yeah, well, that was when James Wan came and did everything. What else? I watched Adam Savage's Test.
Yeah.
Tested. Savage. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I watch movie stuff and how to videos for like effects like Red Giant, and I watch a lot of Vice News.
I do watch Vice News.
I watch Kurzgesagt. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's like a little animation show where they just kind of like tell like 10, 12 minute animated stories, but like shit you would. They like really deep dive into like stuff. Like, for example, like how to move the sun or overpopulation and what does it mean? Antidote for dissatisfaction, some of the most latest ones.
What's that channel called?
Kurzgesagt.
I like stuff like that. Okay.
Going back to metal real quick, you know who I do watch a lot?
Hmm.
6'6 Samus. You know who that is?
Yes, I do.
He did a lot of drumming on the last Devin Townsend release.
Yeah.
But he does these live. He's just really funny. He also does like, you know, live videos. He'll go to like NAMM and do videos and like, you know, but he'll do like live videos where it's like a not a, what's it called? Not Stitch, but
Twitch.
Twitch. I always get those mixed up for something like Twitch, Stitch.
It's a lot of itches.
Yeah. And he'll take requests and he'll hear something for the first time and he's so amazing. He's one of the best double bass players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This guy is fucking phenomenal. He's funny as hell. He's great. I definitely recommend watching him.
On Twitch, I mean, not to deviate to Twitch, but really quick, I mean, Herman Luis from Dragon Force.
Yes.
His Twitch is amazing. Also, Matt Heafy, really fun Twitch.
Matt Heafy's does the stuff, same stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they do. They, you know, he starts it off on there and then they move it over.
Yeah,
you know.
Cut it over, yeah.
I watch Arlanauts. They do a lot of Star Wars joke stuff, which is hilarious to me. Like, one of their latest videos is Kylo Ren reacts to the reviews of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. It's so good.
Nice.
And whoever does the voice does a great job. Or whatever they're doing with the voice changer or whatever, they do a great job of that.
So yours is deeper than you're letting on, because you're going through all this in-depth film stuff, which I didn't even, you know, I don't even really know that stuff exists on YouTube.
A lot of my stuff is
if
theme
you can
park
think
and video
of it,
games.
It exists.
Yeah.
Also, if you really like film essays, Nerd Writer is also a really good one.
Nerd Writer.
Yeah.
Very cool. We should put a link to some of these YouTube pages on our website.
Yeah, you should.
If you go to metalgeekspodcast.com and look at the show notes for this episode, we will put some of these links out there. I'm going to subscribe to some of these and vice versa. So if you guys are out there, what do you watch on YouTube? If you're a fan of this show, you like geeky stuff, you like heavy metal, what are the YouTube channels that we should be checking out? Let us know, msrcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet at us, send us a message on Facebook, any of that kind of stuff, at Metal Geeks.
I will say this about YouTube, just to, you know, underline everything. I subscribe to all these services like Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, whatever. I find more new stuff to watch on YouTube at a higher rate frequency than I do on any of those other
services.
Do you
think it's because you have your preferences already, like, set to YouTube?
Yes, I think that has a lot to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. And
better.
Also,
the learning algorithm, it knows what you like.
Way better.
Well, I also, it's short bite content. It's stuff that's made for you to enjoy.
It is short bites, but I mean, short
not
is relative
is,
because YouTube's algorithm rewards videos that are out like around 15 minutes in length more than it does anything less than that. So it wants longer form content relative to like people putting up 3 minute long videos or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get home from work every day. We watch YouTube for about an hour and a half before we do dinner.
Wow. Yeah.
We just watch all these different things on YouTube.
Yeah, just like, what's new today? And there's always something new that catches my interest that
– It's you know. Okay. We'll watch short little clips from like James Corden and Jimmy Fallon and all that kind of stuff. If it's interesting to us, we'll watch it that way.
Yeah.
But I don't really watch him at night.
And it's aggravating to me like on Hulu – I pretty much just stick to my favorites. I'll just kind of rewatch them as comfort watches when I'm like trying to get ready or whatever. And then every time I go to the main screen on my app or on the website, it's just the same stuff presented to me. And I'm like, I get it. I only watch the same things.
You have to deep dive to really find what you're looking for.
Yeah, but
it's
like, can you guys cycle this out a little bit just to like give me some ideas? Because maybe I just don't know what I want yet, you know? And YouTube doesn't have that problem. So
the voice from the other room is in this room at this moment. What do you watch on YouTube besides what I make you watch?
Well, makeup stuff, of course.
Oh, yeah. I come down in the morning, like on the weekend. She's like watching RuPaul and makeup shit.
Yeah. See, yeah. I didn't even know that's a thing. And
Catherine loves that shit, too. Yeah.
And John Oliver. Love John Oliver.
I love John Oliver, too.
We don't have HBO.
Yeah.
John Oliver. Yeah.
We actually just talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just touched on that.
But yeah, she watches a lot of makeup stuff. It's like, who the Jeffree Star?
I also watch so much money. I watch a lot of Lego stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah. There's this thing called Brick Vault, and they're a company that makes like unofficial Lego sets.
Okay.
And you go to their website, you can buy the instructions, and they'll tell you how to go buy the parts for it. So you can have like really cool, elaborate sets of Legos, but they're not official from Lego.
Have you been watching Lego Masters?
Yes, I have been.
We watched the first episode. We haven't
it is
seen further.
So good.
I hate that guy with the hipster dude with like the beard.
Guy who wears the dress and the ponytail thing.
I hate that guy.
Well, he's kind of they have an attitude problem.
Yeah.
I don't know what their issue is, but
related.
It's
to
a
this.
Good show.
Related.
Have you seen the First We Feast TV show adaptation?
I have not yet.
The what?
They
Hot Ones?
Yeah, Hot Ones, yeah.
They made a TV show out of it?
There's a game show out of it with him hosting.
It's stupid.
Is it really? I haven't watched it
yet. I mean, it can't be any worse than the YouTube channel that he had.
It's just they do all the stupid TV things that I hate that aren't present on YouTube, where it's like the audience is hamming it up, the contestants are just douchebags.
So it's not celebrities anymore?
It's just regular
dudes. We do watch a lot of First We Feast because they have the burger show, and I just started like the taco show. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Man, we were watching one the other day.
Food YouTube, Bon Appetit's like my favorite YouTube channel. I love the test.
I'm subscribed to Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah,
he's okay.
He teaches you useful skills.
That one girl is always trying to recreate stuff you can buy in the store. Those are interesting.
Yeah,
go to the fucking store and
Claire.
Buy it.
Claire from Bon Appetit. She's amazing.
They made fun of her on John Oliver last week.
Yeah,
you should go to the store and buy it.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point.
I know. Seeing her go bananas is the point, actually. And then you read the comments, and everyone's like, oh, poor Claire. It's like, no, I want her to go crazy. That's the appeal of this
Speaking of the last food one I want to mention is Binging with Babish. Yeah.
Who's actually helped me learn how to cook a lot
better. Me too. Have you seen Babish yet?
No.
So what he does – we have the book from the library right now, actually. What he does, he'll take a food item or a dish from a TV show or a movie – and he'll recreate it based on what they do in the show or the movie.
Mm.
And then he'll try to make it better.
Yeah. More tastier.
It's really cool. I really like him. He did a book signing here last year.
I know. I wanted to go to.
Yeah, me too.
Babish.
Andrew Ray is his name. Yeah. Babish is his nickname.
Yeah. Although I just kind of call him Babish.
I know. Yeah, me too.
There's another food guy I watch, this peculiar fellow named the Report of the Week.
I never heard of that.
He's this guy who like always wears suits and reviews just trash fast food. But he's like an old soul kind of guy. And he has this podcast also that is he records it like an old radio program like on – and he actually broadcasts it on shortwave too.
Well, that's interesting.
So he's like – yeah. And the radio show is like an old program where people would write in and, you know, and the topics are just like they flow in and out of each other. And he's a interesting guy. It's a really popular YouTube channel.
Well, that covers our YouTube, I guess. That's only just a little bit of what we watch, I'm sure. I watch YouTube way more than normal TV and normal.
It just snuck up on me like that, too.
Yeah,
where I'm just
me
kind
too.
Of like, I guess I just watch YouTube most of the time.
To be honest, I remember this from the movie Big Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard dish to make.
You would like his channel.
I think you really would.
Because for movie fans, there's stuff in there that I don't even know. That
yeah.
Dishes and stuff.
Agreed. All right, that's gonna do it for this segment. We're gonna get into some George Hayes metal, and we're gonna let our co-host here pick out the song.
Okay,
we're gonna be right back.
Running free, tripping.
welcome back to Metal Geeks here. I don't know how you guys do your welcome backs on this
that,
show.
That works.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't really have a system.
George, do you hate that metal?
I hate everything about it.
So this is the segment, George Hates Metal, where George tells us why he hates what we picked for him.
Usually it's just a one-word answer. Like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
usually.
So there's two bands that we played.
We did. They all sounded the same.
Sean picked one. They did not.
Sound the same.
Sean picked one. He picked. Let's talk about Sean's pick first. Crystal Eyes.
Yeah.
The album is called Starborn Traveler.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You picked the song Extreme.
Very, very on the nose with the title there, huh?
Yeah.
It's like the album cover. It's like a weird Silver Surfer or something, like floating around the universe. Wow.
It's just the typical metal audaciousness. Ridiculous covers.
Yes.
I you know, this band I discovered through a Spotify.
It looks like Silver Surfer had too many jalapenos or something.
Fire coming out of his butt.
Yeah. He's like, ah!
But yeah, I like them. Just kind of raw, straight ahead, German style heavy metal.
Heavy metal with a lot of power metal influences.
Yeah, definitely.
There.
Yeah.
It's mostly power metal.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a really deepened grit that really lends more to traditional metal, heavy metal.
And it's very peppy.
I didn't hear
power
that
metal. Very happy.
Good. Yeah. They're just all about the major key melodies and
yeah,
the hooks and
for
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is my first time ever hearing this, too. So
yeah.
It's very up Carrie's alley.
It's a fun album. It's just a good rock album.
Maybe.
You like that other band that I give you so much crap about. Was it Sabaton or something like that?
Sabaton are amazing.
Yeah. Are they?
Yes.
Are they, though?
Yes.
No.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of debate about them within deeper power metal circles and metal circles, but they're one of the biggest bands in the world right
it's
now.
True.
From the metal. So
it's because people are not really listening.
They're opening up for Judas Priest.
Yeah,
on that tour.
It's gonna be crazy.
So back to Crystallize. Crystallize, Crystal Light. What
Crystal
do you think?
Light.
What do you think?
No, it's not for me. I'm good.
The first note on that song, I was like, yeah, he's not gonna like this.
I knew he wasn't. That's why I picked
it.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. I mean, like, you know, the drumming is very exceptional, and the guitars are okay. It's just the tone and the combination of the two things and the voice, like he's squeezing his testicles together to hit those notes. Not for me, guys. Thanks, but no thanks.
How about the first band?
It was all right. I don't remember the name of the first
band.
Night Crowned.
Yeah. New album that just came out, and I can't stop listening to this album. We'll talk definitely more about it on the next episode of MSRcast with my co-host here. But it's extreme metal with so many influences. The only thing I can really compare it to, it's like the extreme death metal version of like Enslaved. They do a lot of proggy stuff, but they do a lot of brutal stuff, and you said like Black Dahlia Murder you could hear in it. There's just so many different styles that they fit into this band. But it's not like one of those bands where you're like, oh, that's just too much. It all sort of works and plays well off each other, which is why I really, really like this album.
And oddly enough, with Enslaved, all that stuff has become, quote, a little bit too much.
It's all
lately.
Right. I have to be in the mood for that type of
so
metal.
Yeah, the album, it's called Impious Viam. What song did we hear? I can't remember the name of the song.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. They're all good.
One of those songs.
So check out the rest of the album. Let me know what you think about it.
I think I have listened to some of the songs that's come through Spotify.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's a recent album. It came out the end of February, so like a week ago.
I might have come across them already, and I just skip through it because I have to be in a certain mood to listen to that type of metal. And
yes,
meh.
What else have you heard recently that's new metal?
I've been listening a lot to
Intronaut. That new album is amazing.
I don't know
amazing.
How to spell it or pronounce it.
Intronaut. Yeah,
it's pretty good. They hooked me with the cubeness.
Yes,
that was a song that I was like, oh, this is might be something I might enjoy, and then I decided to listen to the whole
album. Very proggy. You know. Post-metal type stuff, but it's sort of, there's a lot of heavy stuff to it. The only thing I can compare it to, really, it's like Between the Buried and Me at times, but it's not, It's no.
They
it's
don't
no,
get lost in the weeds like Buried in Me.
They don't. They don't have. There's not a lot of metalcore influences either.
Right.
So it's just that spaciness to it, the progginess. It's a great album.
Yeah.
I agree. Yep. We can agree on something.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow.
Maybe the coronavirus won't kill us all after all.
And we should vaccinate that right there.
I also listened to a lot of Tombs lately. It was between those two albums I've been
switching. The new
switching.
Tombs is an EP, but it's like five songs. It's long.
I thought it was longer than that.
It's good. Have you heard the new Tombs?
No, not yet.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's just the EP, right?
Supposedly, yeah.
I thought it was a full album.
It's long, but it's considered an EP.
I'll tell you right now how many songs are on it with my Spotify.
I know
account.
It's five.
You know what I've been listening to a lot recently?
Don't play it. Shit.
Is play it. I just watched A Star Is Born finally. Lady Gaga movie.
Nope.
Movie's great.
Is it?
And I cannot stop listening to that soundtrack. It's freaking
six songs.
Great.
And okay, one's just an intro song.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
See? Five yeah. songs.
But they're really long songs, damn it.
You know
they're
comes
like
out
8 minutes long.
You know what comes out tomorrow? As we record this? My Dying Bride?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
You should probably go get her checked out.
She, maybe. But this is like their 12th album, so she's been dying for a long time.
Maybe she's not dying after
Maybe
all.
She's not a bride anymore either.
Or possibly, yeah. She's
after 12 albums, you're not a bride
anymore.
Just call
your wife
sorry.
At this point.
That's right.
Your wife.
My dying wife. Doesn't have the same ring to it. But yeah, they're one of my favorite Doom bands. And there's something weird about the drums on the album, like the sound of the production on the drums. But it's not doesn't take you out of it. But there's a lot of violin and stuff and back into it. They're really good.
That's like the biggest thing that's coming out tomorrow, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Little Shop of Horrors movie soundtrack.
Oh.
It's a great soundtrack.
It is. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
Been a long time. Aren't they redoing that on the like a live?
They're talking
thing?
About remaking the movie with Chris Evans and the guy from Kingsman. What the hell is that guy's
yes.
name?
With the glasses?
From Rockin' Man?
Yeah.
Taron Egerton,
who's going to play the Rick Moranis role?
That makes sense. Who is Captain America going to be?
The dentist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's going to be Audrey?
I don't know. They haven't decided yet.
Hmm. Or was it Seymour is the main character. Suddenly Seymour song gets stuck in my head.
Suddenly Seymour. Yeah, it's a great song.
All right, now
my favorite song is Downtown.
That's
my favorite
one.
Song on the track. It's the opening song.
Still don't know it.
I'll play it for you.
No, it's all right.
Here, I'll play it
it's
right
good
now.
To
Here,
sing
I,
it.
I'll pull it
I'd
up.
Rather you sing it.
No, it's bad. Nobody wants to hear that.
So, yeah, a lot of good music coming out. There's a lot of new bands we're going to talk about on the upcoming MSR Cast episode. But
is there a lot of new bands?
Yes.
Really? Because I wouldn't know through my messages.
Well, you should pay more attention then.
Well, I try not to because
do you ever
I don't us? Listen to a lot of the same
well,
stuff
you, should.
You guys.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know. I took a look at the list and I was like, a lot of it just sounds the same.
But speaking of, what are we looking forward to? Let's talk about what's tickling our geek.
Oh, we're in that.
We're in that area.
Let's get in those pants.
That's right. No.
Yeah, it's a three-legged pant. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I don't understand what you mean.
Nobody knows what I mean?
No.
Yeah, you know
not in the slightest.
Look at yeah, I see your face. You know what it means.
Like, you sleep with a kickstand? Is that what you're talking about?
I can't help it. It's a condition.
Why don't you go first, then? What's tickling your geek?
Oh, I thought we were going to actually, go on a segment break and come back.
Nope.
I didn't realize we were going to do this right now.
Nope. I'm putting you on the motherfucking spot.
On the fucking spot. I really don't know. What's coming up that I'm excited for? Jeez. There's a thing that came out last night that I'm excited to watch this weekend.
Okay.
I can talk about that.
We can talk about that.
Is a new show on FX, now technically FX Hulu, because they made that transition this week, if you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
what do you
FX,
mean?
All these shows that are on FX are now on Hulu.
Really?
Everything.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Wasn't Always Sunny already on Hulu?
Yes, it was. So certain titles were already on Hulu, but now since Disney bought Fox and they own majority shares of Hulu,
yeah, that's true.
It's like, hey, you know all that shit Nobody watches your channel. Just put all that shit on Hulu where they watch it. So,
what are you excited for?
So this is a new show by Alex Garland, the guy who directed
Darkman,
Ex Machina, and he directed Annihilation, and he also wrote the script for Dread.
Right,
and he also wrote the script for Sunshine.
Okay,
with Danny Boyle.
Right.
Anyway, he made this new show called Devs, and it has.
I'm interested in this too.
Has a guy from Parks and Rec, Nick Offerman,
Ron Swanson,
Mr. Ron Swanson. Thank you. Nick Offerman's the actor.
Is this about a video game company or no?
No, that you're thinking of a Mythical Quest, which is on Apple TV.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Or Apple Plus. Whatever the guys from themselves.
It has one of the guys from It's Always Sunny, right?
No, not that I'm aware of.
You sure? Maybe. I don't know.
So all I know about the show that it takes place in a not so far future, and is this a software company that is tinkering with quantum mechanics and quantum computing, and somehow they have cracked the code of being human. And that's all I really know about it.
Yeah,
I've heard nothing but great things. There's three episodes out right now. It's on Hulu.
Okay,
it came out yesterday, and I've been meaning to watch it.
What has Allison Pill in it?
Very excited to watch it.
And Nick, that looks cool.
Maybe I can. I might start that tonight. Actually,
that sounds good. What about you? What are you geeking out on?
Well, that because I just saw the trailer for it last night.
Oh yeah,
and was absolutely fascinated.
I knew about it because they did a trailer for it last year. During Fantastic Fest, and they kind of released all that stuff during Fantastic Fest.
I guess I'm just going to go watch someone do the playthrough of the Final Fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Just download the damn demo and play.
I don't have that system anymore, so.
You don't have a PS4?
No.
Just borrow Carrie's. He never uses it.
It's true.
I am interested in this.
I'll sell you one.
Google's, what's the Google thing they have? Their quote unquote streaming service for games.
Oh,
Stadia? Was it Stadia?
Don't. Do not buy a Stadia.
Okay, well, but.
Wow, that's strong opinion.
It's already failed.
Okay, but are they going to keep it around long enough to do a free option just for people to try it? They're not.
I think this is a tax write off. That's the only way that it could make.
Stupid, though.
They don't release any games for it because the problem is. You have to buy the system, and then you have to buy the games to play on it. It's not.
I just thought it was a service. You just pay like the subscription fee, and you can use a USB controller.
You have to pay a subscription fee, and then you have to buy the games to play.
Okay.
You have to pay the subscription fee to even play the games. This thing is failing so miserably.
That seems dumb.
I think there hasn't been a game out in like a few months, what I've heard, or something like that.
Oh.
I don't know a lot about it, but I do listen to. When I listen to it on CADcast, I talk about it a lot.
Right.
It's like, it's not. Yeah. If you're going to buy something that like you could stream from your computer or something like that.
That's a bummer. I had to look into it more because, the idea of it on paper sounds.
The idea intriguing. Sounds great, but yeah.
And you figure if the company has the money to do it, it's them.
Right.
Jesus. All right. Well,
I spoke to somebody. I'm not talking about it because Google might listen, but.
Yeah.
I had to talk to somebody at Google this week for something. It was not a fun experience.
For like tech help or something?
Yes. Talk about it later. I can talk about two things that are tickling my geek right now. One is coming up this Monday, and he goes by the name of Devin Townsend.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for this show.
Who's that?
Look around. So he's doing this tour and he's doing a random set list every night, so no two nights are the same set list.
Yeah, because people like you like to find out what they're playing beforehand.
Yes.
So now it's a surprise.
Yes.
Congratulations. Correct. He's giving you a gift.
I'll take that gift. I would like to do the meet and greet again. I've met him once. I would like to get some new stuff signed by him.
See if he remembers you.
He won't. It's like $90 for the meet and greet. Uh-huh. And it's basically, I have a friend who just did it, a friend of the show, Will Bozars. He did it. It's just Devin in the room. Ooh. So you get a lot of time with him, apparently. But, I don't know. I still can't. Because I want to get.
This sounds like the kind of thing that credit cards are for.
Maybe. I had the Impasse vinyl that was signed by Annika. To get him to sign it too would be amazing.
I think you should.
Do it. Peer pressure.
Start a GoFundMe real quick.
Peer pressure. Well, it's just $90.
I know. $90.
You spent $90 on more, like on two video games.
It's true. The other thing I'm excited for is Into the Electric Castle Live coming out in the end of this month from Arion. I got the limited double deluxe version. I didn't get the ultimate box set. There's like an ultimate box set they put out that was like $200 something.
Yeah,
this one I got was like $80. So, yeah. But it's going to be coming. It's going to be signed by him. It's just like that one behind you, the Arion Universe. It comes with the CDs, DVDs, and the Blu-ray.
Right.
All that together.
Well, DVD and Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Seems a bit excessive.
Bro, yeah.
Just do the Blu-ray.
Well, they. Yeah. Well, a lot of Blu-rays still come with the DVDs too.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to that. I've seen a couple of videos they've released from it. They just released last week a Guilt Machine song they did live with Damien Wilson singing.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
So who's opening that show? Is it Between the Buried and Me?
The Devin Show. It's the Contortionist and Hyken.
Hyken, yeah.
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 I like Hyken. I don't really know much about the Contortionist.
Yeah. I only like that one. Well, those two Hyken records and then the last one I wasn't that thrilled with.
Yeah. That's probably what they play more from.
Yeah.
The Cockroach King, I like that song a lot. It's a good song.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm there for Devin.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what's tickling my geek. And if I still get to go to Disney, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
If it's not all closed down by then.
Yeah.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Well, there are some cases in Florida.
Yeah.
A bummer. Yeah, I think like plane tickets will be cheap, right?
Well, it'd be less crowded.
That's true. I went to Disney a month after September 11th. We were already planning to go for my birthday. And we went in October of that year. It was such a phenomenal trip. We paid like $60 round trip for both of us to go. We stayed at Universal and at Disney. And like Universal was like, you want to stay at our hotel? It's like $30 a night. And we're going to throw you in free tickets to the parks.
Crazy.
There was nobody at the parks.
Crazy. Both
at Disney and Universal. It was phenomenal.
How much were the round trip tickets?
It was like $60 for both of us. It was crazy.
Bananas.
It was like, this is back in 2001
right,
too,
right.
But yeah,
still, even so.
Nobody was there. It was, there were more employees working than there were actually people in the parks.
So when you went to like a roller coaster, was it just like a 5-minute wait or something?
Oh, you just walked on everything.
Awesome.
The waits were as long as it took you to walk through the queue.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it was
crazy.
Great.
Yeah.
It's never going to be like that again. But,
right.
You know.
Yeah. You just get to experience it once.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to Disney when it's not packed.
I know. You know who else has never been to Disney when it's not packed? The new CEO, Bob Chapek.
What?
Look at that segue. I didn't want to.
Amazing segue.
I didn't want to miss talking about this. So,
sure didn't.
It's been a little while since we've done an episode. And then and during that time.
Crazy shit's happened.
A little bit. CEO of
Disney
has
lost
changed.
Their ears.
That's funny.
I have my moments.
Very few, but yeah.
Far and few in between.
That's right. So Bob Iger is no longer CEO, but he will be. Working out the rest of his contract until the end of 2021, I think.
To the end of the term.
Right, but he's still going to be...
He's teaching What's-His-Face how to do his job.
He'll still be over Bob Chapek, so he's still...
He's head of the board.
Yes, so he's still... The CEO still has to report to him, so... Mm-hmm. And, I mean, say what you want about Bob Iger. He's done a lot of good stuff for the Disney company.
What would you say about
tenure.
Bob Iger? I mean, other than he's just a really good businessman.
A lot of people don't like him.
Why?
I don't know. I think he's great, actually. He's done a lot of great stuff for Disney.
In his
Disney.
Tenure, he's done a lot of stuff.
He really has. We had the book, which I've been meaning to read.
The portfolio that he brought in alone.
Yeah.
Like, he made the merger between Marvel and Star Wars or Lucasfilm. So
there wouldn't be a Disney Plus without him. There would be no Galaxy's Edge.
Right. So he kind of like paved the way to what Disney's behemoth has become.
I totally agree.
If you think about it, before he was in charge, Disney was in the dumps. They were about to be bought out by Apple.
Let's see what this new guy can do because. I'll tell you, I'm not a huge fan of Bob Chapek.
This is the guy who likes the penny pinch for the parks.
He does.
Yeah, right?
He was in charge of parks and merchandise. So they mixed all Disney and theme parks and merchandise into one department. He especially at Disneyland, he would basically penny pinching is a good term, because he cut live entertainment down. He did it. He's done it at Disney World now, just to make ends meet.
He's the bottom line guy.
He really is, and I'm not a big fan of that. So the guy that's the president of Disney World Resort right now is a guy named Josh DeMauro, and he's really good. He came from Disneyland, from the Disneyland Resort, and he's a really smart guy. But, you know, you're the president, you're not the CEO, you know, you don't, you still have to look, all your ideas have to come from the higher up still, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I wonder how much you can really do with Bob Chapek above him.
Sure.
But what do you think about all this?
I really like Bob Iger. I don't know much about the other Bob.
Yeah.
Chapinski?
Chapek. Yeah.
I don't know much about him other than the fact that I've only been to Disney since he's been in charge. So, I don't know what that means. Right. I'm a newer
fan
of the Disney theme parks.
Sure.
I mean, I've always wanted to go, but I didn't really afford the ability to go until I became an adult for myself and paid my own way.
Right.
So, I don't really know how to feel about it. It's just kind of... It Disney kind of went through a string of like weird news, and this was like the cherry on top of that weird news.
It happened in a weird time. It happened like at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was really weird. It kind of came out of nowhere. Like, this is the kind of thing you would think they would have had a press conference for and like have a real
But I don't think they wanted to make a big deal out of it, because it's not – they're like, oh, it's not really that big of a deal. But for fans, it is.
It kind of is. I mean – Well, because Bob Iger did like the whole thing on Disney Plus, the day in life in Disney or whatever.
Yeah.
He was a big part of that. He did the masterclass. He did the book.
Yeah.
So the writing was on the wall that he is about to retire.
Well, he tried to retire previously a couple times, and they've kept him on.
Well, they needed to so he can finish out the portfolio.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, he was one responsible for them buying out like ABC and ESPN and stuff, right?
Is that true?
Not ABC. That happened.
Yeah,
a long time
ABC
ago,
was like, oh, I always thought it had been part of Disney.
ABC, I believe, was still Michael Eisner, because that was way back in the day.
Okay.
But
well, he wasn't for ESPN, I think.
He might even
he
been
was
before
a
then.
News reporter at one point, right? Or like a sportscaster or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know that.
Yeah, he worked in TV.
Yeah, he did work in TV.
And he worked his way up to CEO of Disney, which is amazing if you think about it.
He's a smart guy.
Gives you hope for any level of employee in the Disney family, I guess.
I need to really read the book, because, I mean, I'm interested in hearing his story, you know?
Sure.
And what he can bring to my manager style or whatever, you know.
I bet he would be a really interesting dude to talk to.
Or he's a complete asshole. We don't know.
Well, like on the documentary thing, like he wakes up at like 3 a.m. and runs on his treadmill for like an hour and a half reading scripts before his day starts.
Hmm.
Jeez. Yeah, that's intense.
Well, the dude's in shape. I mean, come on.
Yeah, very true.
Also, some more weird news that I really want to talk about before we wrap this up and whatnot. Indiana Jones 5, guys.
What? Like the burger place?
Yeah. It probably will end up being better.
Indiana Jones 5 Guys. That's the marketing they
Indiana
need.
Jones just sitting down.
Indiana Jones burgers and fries.
That's right. French fries.
And to get your burger, you have to, like, you know, get a bag of sand, and you have to, like, measure.
You got
to
measure out the potato to the fry.
That's right.
So it was announced. Everyone knows about this news.
True.
Spielberg is no longer attached to direct, but he will be on as a managing producer. And
sure.
They are saying very hands-on, which I don't know what the fuck that means. Like,
it means he has final control over everything.
Like, he's directing, but he's not director.
Right.
What the fuck?
Means he doesn't want to get his ass down there on the set every day, probably, is what it means.
I mean, look, I get it. The man's in his 70s, right? I mean, I understand that. Harrison Ford's going to be 80 soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you taken his earring out yet?
No. He wears a stud now.
Yeah. Okay.
I was kind of hoping that the Call of the Wild would be a big hit.
That was a flop, dude.
It was a major flop. I was
hoping. You know why?
Well, because they used a
CGI
dog.
It looked horrible.
The William Dafoe movie Togo looks better than that.
Wow, CGI dog? Really? That's not necessary.
The whole thing. It's the whole like completely thing.
Well, it's a dude in a mocap suit, really.
They didn't do that for that one, that 10,000 BC movie with the guy and the wolf, right?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was a CG dog, never too. Mind.
I like that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Anyway, so Spielberg no longer direct. I mean, it's just weird.
They're talking about
James Mangold.
Yeah,
they're talking to Mangold to direct.
That can work though.
No,
it's going to be black and white.
No, I don't want a dark, gritty
indie movie.
Indiana Jones movie.
You don't want to see Indy like changing his diaper and stuff.
No, I don't want that either. You know who, like, look, I have to accept the fact that it's announced already and Spielberg's probably not going to change his mind. It's just, it saddens me to know that this is going to be Harrison Ford's last Indiana Jones movie. This is supposed to be like that one last hurrah, that good palate cleanser, the last crusade of our generation to, you know, see Indy right off in that sunset after one great
adventure. Let's go out on a high note is what you're saying.
Go out on a high note, yeah. with the original fam. Even like Lucas giving his thumbs up on the story and Spielberg like, yeah, buddy, I'll do it. But not that stupid refrigerator thing again. And, you know, that's what I was hoping for. It was that last hurrah for Indiana Jones, especially since it's the 25th anniversary of the ride. And
didn't Spielberg direct the last movie too?
He directed all of them.
There you go.
So?
You know, what it was for called? I can't think of the name of it now.
The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Crystal Skull, yeah. Nobody likes that movie. There's parts of it that are good.
I enjoy it.
But
I don't think it's great. It's definitely the worst out of the three.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Four.
You know what I'm doing to your head now?
Look, man, I'm biased when it comes to this, all right? So it's hard to convince me that it's truly not worth... It's a fun adventure story with Indiana Jones. Unfortunately, the villain wasn't fully fleshed out, and they threw in like some really weird CGI shit. And they did it because Harrison Ford is old, and he can't do these things.
Did you see that giant Funko Indiana Jones they just released at the parks?
Yeah,
It's huge.
I want it, but I'm not going to buy it. Anyway, so I've been thinking about it. If I had to choose... Like, I love James Mangold movies, and this possibility, it might be okay, but I had to think really hard about it. Who would I want to direct Indiana Jones after, if it's not going to be Spielberg? And I only came up with two names.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Two names, and I really don't think the one really would work. So the first name I thought of, well, obviously it would be Spielberg Light, which will be J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
Essentially, he's... You know, the light beer of Spielberg.
Right, yeah.
The next name that nobody will think of and also hasn't had a movie in a while, or at least a good movie, and that he really does have the cinematic chops just because based on his previous movies, is Gore Verbinski.
Mm.
I think Gore Verbinski would make an amazing Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, I could see that.
And, like, just kind of going off what he did with Pirates.
Right.
Like, he did an amazing epic tale.
He can keep tone very well.
Most definitely. And he can balance tone, too, right?
Balance tone, yeah.
And he obviously knows his chops when it comes to CG. Right. And he can make stuff look believable. And he knows how to tell a story with character at the center of the core.
Right.
I'm just afraid James Mangold, as good as he is, will get lost in the Disney shuffle. Having to work with Disney.
Sure.
Gore Verbinski has that experience and knows Disney, right. How to do that Disney dance. But anyway, I just wanted to toss that out there.
Call him up.
Hey, Verbinski, what's up, my man? Waiting on that Mouse Hunt, too, by the way.
He got to start doing heavy metal music videos.
He sure did.
Like Vicious Rumors, I think, was like his first music video.
I can tell in his filming style. Like, did you ever see... that one weird movie that he did not too long ago where it's like in a health retreat on the mountains.
No.
Y'all didn't see that one?
No.
God, it wasn't great, but it looked pretty as shit and creepy. Give me 2 seconds. I'll tell you.
Was it the horror movie?
Sort of.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. It's on the tip of my tongue. Damn it.
Cure for the Wellness.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
It was all right.
I have one more thing that's really tickling my geek I wanted to talk about. That was something that was just announced today. The Kids in the Hall are coming back.
I saw that news. Yeah.
That's cool.
That is awesome. I think it's going to be like 10 episodes or something like that. Not a lot, but it's on Amazon, right? I believe. Hmm. I'm excited. I squish your head. I grew up loving.
Yeah,
I used to love the shit out of Kids in the Hall. I just wonder if I'm still gonna love Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, if you went back and rewatched it.
Yeah, if I went back now, would I still like it? Probably not.
One of my favorite underrated movies is Brain Candy.
Yeah, it's good.
Such a good movie. Yeah. It's so funny.
It's just the elongated version of the TV show,
pretty much. And I'm okay with that.
good for Dave Foley. I always wanted him to come back in something. Yeah,
because that one dude is on that Superstore show.
Yeah, and he's great. And that sucks that America Ferrera is leaving that show at the end of the season. Yeah.
Why? I thought it was her show.
It's sort of. She is the main character. But, I mean, I think they could kind of make it work without her, but it'd be weird. I don't know. That sucks. I like that show a lot.
What show?
Superstore.
Never watched
it. I don't watch it that often, but when I do watch it,
I don't watch
funny.
A lot of sitcoms.
We do.
This one is one of those where I think you can make an exception for. No laugh track. It's very much like The Office with kind of a Parks and Rec kind of feel to it.
Two shows I didn't like.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You wouldn't like this one.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever watched The Masked Singer?
Yeah, over here, I've watched it when you guys are watching it.
Are you not watching it now?
No.
Okay.
I dislike it. I dislike the premise.
Do you?
I find it irritating.
It's just celebrities karaoke singing, right?
They're not. Well, they're singing, but
in these outfits or whatever.
And then you have to guess what celebrity it is.
Yeah,
pretty much.
For no money.
No money.
Where's the fun?
The fun is trying to figure out who they are.
Just watch Lego Masters instead. It's way better.
What's the fun in that?
They win money.
Oh well, I don't win money by watching it.
I mean, but you can root for the person to win money or watch Survivor. Survivor's great this season.
Never watched Survivor.
Survivor's so good this season, guys.
I cannot. Survivor to me is one of the worst things on television.
You're so wrong.
It's bad.
It's so good.
Wrong or so right.
So good.
Amazing Race is a far better product than Survivor.
Blasphemy. Get the fuck out. Just get the fuck out. No, you can. I mean, look, man. Tomato, tomato. People like their own things. I think Survivor's great.
They're called opinions.
Yeah.
What do they say? Opinions are like assholes?
Yeah.
If you don't like
you
my opinion.
You definitely are one.
If you don't like my opinion, you're an asshole.
So anyway, the Survivor this season is their 40th season. I know no one gives a shit here, but
Wait a minute. How has it been on for 40 years?
They do
two seasons every year.
Yeah.
So it's been on for 20 years.
Almost, yeah.
Fuck. I'm not catching up on that.
You don't have to. You just watch the best seasons.
I'm good.
It's so good.
I'm good.
You watch The Masked Singer, for Christ's sake.
I do. I like talent. I don't know.
And you don't think there's talent in Survivor?
I don't know. Never watched it.
Well, there you go.
We all have our weird idiosyncratic shows. Yes.
I guess, man. That, whatever. Survivor is the best out of the bunch.
It's something me and my wife can watch together and enjoy.
I watch guys yelling at each other across the table about sports. Yelling at each other. And I can't explain why
ESPN?
I like that. ESPN or Fox Sports or whatever.
Hmm.
I don't know. I can't explain
I don't
myself.
Follow sports enough to enjoy that kind
of thing. I fully acknowledge it's the dumbest format ever. I still watch it. I
don't think Survivor's dumb.
You don't. I didn't tell you. It's your opinion, dude. I just don't know if you're going to convince me of it.
Well, I mean, look, you have to like
convince the listener.
You have to like social experiments, and you have to like people trying to deceive each other. That's basically the whole show is people trying to deceive one another.
It's Big Brother set on an island or in the wilderness.
Well, Survivor came out first.
Big Brother, right? Yeah.
All right.
All that stuff.
On
that
so anyway, note. This season's great. If you like Survivor, watch it. It's amazing. It's the 40th. It's the 40th season. $2 million prize. It's all winners. Everybody who's won the show in the past, so they're all fighting. So it's like winners versus
winners. It's like all stars.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Still not going to watch it.
It's the only reason why I signed up for CBS All Access.
Can't you just watch it for free on regular TV?
I don't have a digital antenna.
Spy digital antenna.
It's
like
$20. More trouble than what it's worth.
Don't TVs come with digital antennas built in?
No, not my TV at least.
Oh. I don't know. I don't think they do.
That's a shame.
All right. On that note, I think we're going to wrap up the episode.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been episode number 176 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. Let's talk about where you can find us. Find us all over the internet at Metal Geeks on Twitter, on the metal on the Instagrams and the Facey books, all those places. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. Any place you can download your podcast, you can find Metal Geeks and MSRcast. Thanks to my two hosts tonight, Mr. George motherfucking Tripsis.
That's damn straight.
And our MSRcast co-host, Sean the Metal Pigeon.
Damn straight.
God damn right.
Where can people find you on the internet?
The Metal Pigeon, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And
you find me on all social medias, George Tripsis.
And don't forget to check out our over ESONetwork.com. You can subscribe to the ESO Network feed. All the great shows that make up the network are going to be right there, ready to listen to. And that does it. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, we'll let our guests say it.
Keep it geeky.
It's close. It's close.
And?
Keep it Spielberg?
Or keep it metal.
Spielberg.
Come back. Keep it Spielberg.
Come back, Spielberg.
Well, you guys do the keep it metal for this one, too?
Keep it metal. I knew it. See? I knew it.
Good job.
Yep. I knew it.
All right.
And keep it geeky. That's somewhere in there, too.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
This week on Myopia Defend Your Childhood. Myopia Defend Your Childhood is a nostalgic movie podcast where we rewatch the movies of the 80s and 90s as we walk down memory lane. From action to animation, horror to sci-fi, we rewatch the movies my panelists and I grew up watching to see how our pasts hold up. Join us every other Thursday on the ESO Network. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Letterboxd, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever podcasts are found. Thanks!